SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Here on a Wednesday night, as we said, a lot to do. Big football show. Really big. Of course, NFL Week 10. Coming right at us on Thursday night in Baltimore. We've got the first Crack, Crab, and Lobster Committee, college football playoff rankings. We got tons of big games this week. There's even some live NBA tonight, and why not? We're looking for some threes on somebody's game. So we're going to try to get some three balls going throughout the NBA with a pretty big slate. So a lot to do. Mike Carver with you, along with, must be Wednesday, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go! Hi Joe.
What's up, tough guy? It's been a while. I missed you. Look at you. You look like you got the billy club under the bar. You're ready to bash somebody, huh?
You say that every Wednesday, because by the time Wednesday rolls around,
you got a little scruff going. You got the high and tight. You look like you're bouncing at 86th Street there for a second. You look like you're bouncing at Arts. You know who you look like? Not in a bad way. Don't take this the bad way, okay? I don't want you to get mad, all right? Remember the Hall of Famer for the Colts, Art Donovan? Remember him? He was a funny guy. You resemble him a little bit. Now you're a lot younger, and I don't know if Art is still with us, but I'm just saying. That type of personality, that's why I love you. I love you more than anything. I missed you. I needed you in my life. I needed you. Did I take you into college football on Saturday?
I believe we tied. I believe we had the same record. It's nice weeks where both of us are over 500 because it's good for the people. It's get things moving. It's nice when we're both over 500.
I think I was 4-3, Carver. We were both 4-3.
We were both 4-3 on
Saturday.
I'm back
to 500, by the way.
And that might be the first week. Oh, no, we've had two of the last 3 weeks we've both been over 500. So we're picking things up as we hit November here and coming down the stretch of the regular season. And I want to do a lot tonight, Joe, because it's obviously the first time I've talked to you since the Crack, Crab, and Lobster rankings came out last night. And as I didn't really do much of it last night because we had a joke here on Carver and Lisi. Obviously, you're the encyclopedia of college football. I had George with me, who dubbed himself the leaflet of college football. You're the encyclopedia, the full book, all the volumes. Right. And George, the leaflet, barely a flyer.
So he doesn't talk any CFB.
So we had a segment last night where George had something going on. He had to take a phone call, and I kind of gave a little breakdown of it. But I didn't really get to dive in like I'm going to with you. So we're going to do that. We've got all the NFL, and I'm in for some threes tonight, Joe. This is actually the first night I'm going to say that I actually looked at the NBA board and decided I'm gonna start shooting for the stars here.
Good luck and God bless.
I got Bridges for the Knicks. We've got this Pritchard for the Celtics. I got some R.J. Barrett later tonight. So we've got some threes that we're going to try to knock down throughout the NBA. But, yes, Joe, since you want the update, both of us 4-3 in the college and in the NFL. you had 0-1, 0-2, 1-2, and 2-2. You were 2-2 in the NFL last week.
All right, not bad. I think I'm 500 on the year still.
I was 2-2 in the NFL also. So we were even in both the college and the pro.
Yeah, but I'm 500 in both. I'm 500 on both, I believe.
You're 18-18 in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And you are 37-37 in the college. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm four games over in the college, and I'm one game under in the NFL.
All right. There you go. Take it for what it's worth. Yeah, it's all right.
Take it for what it's worth. But this is, as you always like to say, this is now where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah, of course.
We've turned the calendar, and we're going to start to move on to some bigger and better things here this season.
I love the slate this weekend in college football. So
do you? Well, I saw you. You know, but you do this every week. You know, you were talking up the slate this week. This is such a great slate. You got big games. You got and let me tell you something. You want to know why you have big games this week? You want to know why?
Here we go.
In the past, I'm going to give you a little. I'm going to give you a little something here. You bellyached about how the 12-team playoff was going to render the regular season meaningless. That is what you said to me. Meaningless is what it would render the regular season. I got news for you. That is not at all what is happening this week. Because in the past, if Alabama and LSU were playing each other, each with two losses early in November, you can make a case, Joe, that this game would mean zero, because neither would probably be in the mix for the four-team college football playoff with two losses. Now the winner of this game on Saturday night is going to be in good shape, Joe, to potentially get into a 12-team
playoff. Feel good about yourself that you're building it up like that.
One of many over the next 4 weeks, almost you could say, and I think you'd agree with me, a de facto playoff game between Alabama and LSU, because the loser with three losses is going to be chopped in this thing. Chopped.
You know what I call it? An SEC eliminator.
It's a good one.
What do you think about
it? It is an SEC eliminator.
Eliminator. That's it.
And it wouldn't be if we didn't have a 12-team playoff.
You're right. So, all right, I'm slowly coming around. Sometimes when you're right, I can't give you credit right off the
bat. You love it because, and I know, and we're about to get into this, I know that when you see stuff like this, and these are not going to be the matchups in the next 4 weeks, but let's just say they were. Notre Dame, Penn State, Texas, Alabama, you know, the Boise being spunky in Columbus against the Buckeyes. I could see you making a case, you know. Out of nowhere, Indiana going to Neyland to play the Vols. Like, you would be jacked up about those four games that weekend for a playoff scenario. So I know now that we're closer, you can admit it. It's a good idea. You can admit it now. It's a good idea.
You might slightly have me involved. I'll just say that. Yeah, let me just throw a curveball, not to put dampen anything about this game on Saturday night. But this Hurricane Rafael that's coming through the Gulf of Mexico.
What's the deal with that?
Nobody knows. Supposedly, it's going to make landfall on Sunday, Monday. I'm hearing 40-mile-an-hour winds. You know, that puts a lot of pressure on LSU here. I'm just saying. So we got to monitor. I don't even know if they play the game if it's going to hit on Sunday, right? Saturday night, if it was a day game, maybe. I mean, I don't know what's going on with this hurricane.
When is it supposed to hit?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Well, they don't have like a legitimate. They don't. It's making its way to Cuba, I believe now. So I don't know how.
We're gonna have to get. Have to get some of the Doppler guys up here.
It's a Category 3 right now. It's a Category 3. Makes landfall over Cuba about 4 hours ago.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're just getting going on a Wednesday night. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159 with you here on the grid. So, Joe, these nights are always hard for me on Wednesdays because, as we say every week, like, I've got so many things that I have to get to with you, and I just feel like I never have enough time to be able to get to all of them. But let's stay with this college football playoff stuff for a moment. Now, every year we wait for these guys, this crew, to put out these rankings. It's obviously a lot different this year with the 12 instead of the 4, but the song remains the same. This is not going to look anything like it does right now, 4 weeks from now, 5 weeks from now, when we get to the finish line after the conference championship games. In fact, Joe, I kind of did this quickly last night. There are teams that you can get right now to make the college football playoff with some pretty decent plus money that are on the outside looking in that are going to have opportunities to absolutely be there. And let me bring it up for you really fast. Now, SMU and Texas A&M are the first two teams out. But I actually, Joe, think there's teams behind them that have a better chance to make it in,
Clemson?
Well, now what's Clemson's path to get back in that title game? They're going to need...
They got one loss in the conference.
But you
they
have two undefeated, right? SMU's
Miami.
Undefeated in the conference, right? Has SMU lost the conference game?
Correct.
So
no,
they need SMU to lose. But if I remember correctly, Joe, SMU doesn't exactly have a schedule where
or Miami to lose.
I got to tell you, Joe, I don't think Miami's losing a game. I'm sure, you know, I know last year with the Georgia Tech, and it was, it was a disgrace and an embarrassment that they lost that game. Like, I'm not going to say they're going to cover these last three games because they're not great at that, but they score so much, Joe, that I just don't see how Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, or Syracuse in the next 3 weeks is going to be able to keep up with them. They would have to put up a Herculean defensive effort to hold Miami to like under 30, which I'm not sure is possible with the way that Ward's playing right now. So that's why, Joe, I kind of think that Miami's going to get across the line here in the ACC. Now, the better question for you, I need to bring up the SMU schedule here, Joe. Who do they have left this year? 1 second. I have it. Boston, they're off this week, by the way. Home Boston College, at Virginia.
Right.
Home Cal. Who's beating them?
Is Cal home?
That game's at SMU in Dallas, yeah.
I mean, Cal's...
Their only road game is Virginia.
Virginia's spunky. I mean, they're not great, but they're not, you know.
It's so bizarre. And I remember talking to you in the summer when we were doing all this stuff. And I said, I don't think SMU's a great team, but they really caught some breaks with this first schedule that they got in the first year. Because they had no Miami, no Clemson. And they got lucky that Florida State ended up being an absolutely horrible team. Mm-hmm. And they were able to thump them. And they went on the road and won at Louisville, which was a tough win for them. You know, and Pitt ended up being good, but they thrashed them at home. You know, they didn't get Clemson or Miami in the regular season.
Is rock solid. They held Pitt to like 3.5 yards per carry. They are rock solid in the front seven. So, I mean... Let's look at these odds. I mean,
now they have SMU. They have right now at +130 to make the playoff. Now I'll ask you this: this is the scenario that I was thinking about.
Okay.
They have the ACC with one team right now, right? Mm-hmm. Miami. That's all in their poll this week, in their 12 this week. SMU and Miami are both undefeated in the ACC title game. Okay. They play a great game. Miami beats SMU by 3 points. Will the committee take One loss SMU, played a close game against Miami, or will they take one of the fourth Big Ten team that's going to have one loss and not play in the championship game, either Penn State
like
or Indiana? That's going to be the problem.
Thing. If Indiana gets blown out by Ohio State,
yeah,
they would take SMU in that situation. If Indiana loses a one-score game to Ohio State, I think they might take Indiana because the Big Ten they value as being a stronger conference.
Because if you think they're going to get four teams, right? Because that's what they have right now, and everybody has said that all year. Four SEC, four Big Ten. The conferences are too good. Who's the fourth team if it's not Indiana at this point? Like it's Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana. No one's jumping up to take that fourth spot. So either they're going to go to only three, either they're only going to get three, or a one-loss Indiana or a one-loss Penn State.
What happens with the SEC? We have Tennessee with one loss in the conference, right? We have Georgia with no – wait, George, now I'm confused. Georgia
has
– Alabama.
Yeah.
They have one loss.
One loss.
Texas has one loss. A&M has one loss.
What does Tennessee have, two or one? Two,
one.
Right?
In conference. In conference, they have one.
Right. Yeah, but what – yeah, and they didn't lose the game out of conference, so
right.
1 second here, Joe. SEC.
They have – I just told you, A&M, Texas, Tennessee.
Yeah, they're 7-1.
And Georgia. Those are the four teams with one loss. And then you got Alabama Texas, and LSU with two losses.
Well, I think that Texas-Texas A&M game is going to end up being a possible eliminator as well. Because Texas won't make the SEC title game if they lose that game. They're not going to make it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. Yeah, so Joe, there's, like we said, the SEC is absolutely getting four. The which four is going to be the question. I think are you thinking the only stone cold lock is Georgia? Because, like, they got Texas at minus 1250.
Yeah, but wait a second. The only playoff. Stone cold lock is Georgia. They play Ole Miss this week. Not easy. They play Tennessee in 2 weeks. So.
You're right. And let's say they lost one of those games. That's two losses.
Right.
Let's say they lost potentially the SEC title game.
Let me ask you this.
Let's call it Texas, you know, in a rematch. And that would be three losses. They'd probably. Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you this. Forget the conference champions for a second. Let's take a one-loss ACC team, right, that has one loss. You listening?
Yeah.
A one-loss Big Ten team like Indiana, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a two-loss either the Blue Bloods, Texas, Georgia, Bama, or LSU.
Are you framing this as like a fifth SEC team? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm asking you, 12th slot.
I think
you got the group of five would, champion, right?
I think in the scenario that you
with one loss,
Notre Dame's going to get in with one loss. Notre Dame's already in. They're telling you now, Notre Dame's in. Like I don't think that they would drop Notre Dame back unless they lost the game. And if they lose the game, they're not making it anyway. They've lost to Northern Illinois. But if they go 11-1,
right,
they're going to be in. And they should, you know, Florida State, Virginia, USC, Army, you know, they should win these four games. And
let me ask
you
this.
Yeah.
Okay. LSU or Bama, right? They both have two losses. This is an elimination game. You got LSU at plus 220. We got Bama at minus 140. So the book is telling you they believe Bama's going to win, right? But if LSU wins, that 220, they got an easier road the rest of the way, don't they, than Georgia?
Well, yes, they do have an easier road the rest of the way. I'm looking
saying, let's look at it like in big picture, right? They got LSU at 15. They beat number 11 in Alabama. Most likely, they're going to be in the area of, let's give them 12. They'll probably bump up over Boise State, right? Depending upon what happens, Georgia and Ole Miss is dead and buried if they lose. Georgia's back in. They got one loss. Texas still plays A&M, and Texas still plays somebody else. That's tough. They play Arkansas.
They almost make it out that if Texas lost the A&M game and didn't play in the SEC title game and were 10-2, they're still going to put them in. That's what the odds are kind of telling me, is that Texas is going to get in even if they lose it. And I don't.
What do we do? Do we try and do a Big 12?
I don't think they're going to lose to Texas A&M. I don't.
Well, then
I think
you want to take a shot on an Army at 10-1?
Well, that would require Boise losing.
Require them beating Notre Dame.
Yeah, but they would still need Boise to lose. They're only putting one of those G5 teams in. They're not putting two. They would put three loss SEC teams in over a second group of five.
But Carver, if Army's undefeated.
Well, then you're arguing undefeated Army over one loss Boise is your argument.
Right. Yeah.
They're not going to take them over anybody else. There's no shot.
If they beat Notre Dame, they would.
No, they won't. It's Boise or it's Army. And for that slot, there's no.
Look what I'm saying.
They're not going to take Army over one loss, even undefeated and beating Notre Dame.
I know
over
that.
One loss.
I'm talking about for the group of five. Boise State with one loss, Army undefeated with a top 10 battle over Notre Dame.
That's a different story. I think that's, you know, you could make a case there. Back
it's worth
and forth
10-1 then. No?
It might be. If that's if you're thinking they could beat Notre Dame in Yankee Stadium. You know, that's kind of what it comes down to.
What are you going to get on the money line? They're going to be 20-point dogs. You think you're going to get 10-1?
Probably not. I mean, you know, probably not that high. So
probably 880, 720 in that area.
Maybe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. Carver and Lisi. Joe is here. Hipper Bell's back as well after his big birthday weekend getting involved. And, man, he is going to start running away and hiding in the NFC South with the Falcons.
Boy.
Running away and hiding in that division without Andrew Johns. What? Run away and hide. That's what you're going to be doing.
I'm cheering on top of the mountain. I'm singing on top of the mountain to the Saints, to the Panthers, to the Bucks.
It would
be honestly.
She's a little
runaway.
And I'm not saying this. I'm not trying to jinx anything. This is just fact. I'd say this if you weren't here and you weren't a big Falcon fan. At this point, it would be a disgrace if the Falcons didn't win the NFC South. They've got a two-plus game lead. They've beaten the Bucks twice. There's absolutely no reason why they should not. They should have that division wrapped up by early December, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Should be over.
Honestly, they gave it to you on a silver platter, like by default. Like you have one gutless head coach in Dennis Allen, another one in Dave Canales, and a has-been quarterback in Bryce Young. I mean,
Joe's already out on Canales. It took eight games. Joe's thrown Canales overboard. All he did was talk this guy up all summer. He's got great offensive mind, going to change things in Canales. Joe's already thrown him overboard, this poor guy, Canales.
And you got two of the top wide receivers, not just in the division, but in the NFC, Godwin and Evans, that are out for the last 3 weeks. I mean, what do you want? They gave it to you on a silver platter. I got the golden chicken. I got the golden chicken. Burp, Charlie. It's the only way. I mean, really, what more do you want? Your gutless team doesn't step up now. Seriously, burn the shirt, burn the jersey, burn all the stuff that you got. I'm serious. And here's the other thing, too. Hang on one second. He's a West Coast guy, isn't he? How did he become an Atlanta Falcon fan? I would love to hear this one.
Childhood. That's why.
The
Super Bowl, baby. When I was a kid.
Dirty
yeah,
Birds.
Yeah, there was no team in L.A., baby. We had the Denver Broncos Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl, and I jumped on board right there and then. And I'm loyal, Joe. I'm loyal.
Eugene Robinson.
So I've been riding with the Dirty Birds for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. You got lucky in 98 with Randall. I mean, that team was fantastic. I mean,
That's when I jumped on board, Joe.
Falcons robbed us of what would have been probably a really good Super Bowl with the Vikings and the Broncos. That probably would have been a really good game.
Randy Moss, Chris Carter. I mean, come on. I mean, the Leroy Horde was on that team. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. What do they got this week? They're in New Orleans to take on another. As they chop.
Hey.
How about that, Joe?
No.
Trap game
is right. I played against Darren Rizzi in high school. He's a blue collar guy.
He's a New Jersey guy. I knew you were going to say this. I watched him the other day at the introduction.
Name dropping.
Yeah.
It was the typical interim head coach talking point press conference. Yeah. We're going to play with passion. We're going to play with it. And that connects so many dots that you played with this guy. Because he seems
like this guy.
And this is nothing bad against you, but it seems like cut from the same cloth as you, this guy, Rizzi. He gets up there.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to be. Yeah. The fans should be pissed off. I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
This guy, he's up there throwing it. He's got a lot of passion. Now, these are the guys that rallied a team to a bunch of unnecessary wins and blow a draft pick, and they end up keeping them on the job, and then they go 6-11 the next year. And then they realize,
like,
why the hell did we hire this guy?
Same thing. We eat iron and we crap steel and we're blowing it for the organization.
We're going to be entertaining, he said.
This kid's 54 years old. He's got a heart of a lion, let me tell you. Special teams
They go from being on your scale. They had the most gutless head coach in the league. He gets chopped. They put this guy in, and now you're going to be back at the Saints this week against the Falcons and going forward. You're back. Trap game. They get the bump from firing the coach. Everything is going to be all over New Orleans. Is it the best bet? Might as well tell us now. Five diamond
not
crypto
yet.
Play?
Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe.
Not yet. Not yet. You know who he is? I got to think now. I have to see the movies. Hang on. You know who Darren Rizzi is? Heart of a Lion. What's the one that I'm looking for here? Hang on. I'll tell you. Hang on. Where is it? Oh, Bloodsport. Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Chong Lee. That's it. Van Damme, Bloodsport. That's who Darren Rizzi is. Heart of a Lion, a champion. He's going to go
Amazing.
In there and crunch. Chopped.
That is wild. We could, just kind of putting a bow on the other thing. See, me and Joe, just so everyone knows, we could probably sit here the entire 2 hours and talk about college football playoff scenarios. Like, me and Joe could do that the whole entire time, each team, schedule. We could do that if we wanted to, but I think we have too many other things that we have to work into the program as well.
We got to touch on the NFL. Who else can we put into this scenario? Let me ask you this crazy situation. Any shot Vanderbilt at 40-1 with two losses?
South Carolina, LSU, and Tennessee. If they won all three of those games, they would be 9-3. You got to remember, Joe, they've got a loss outside of conference, too.
I understand.
I mean, they lost to Georgia State.
Beat Alabama. Went toe-to-toe with Texas.
I know, but they lost to Georgia State.
They would have beat Tennessee, LSU, and South Carolina down the stretch.
And you know what's wild? They lost in two overtimes to Missouri. And they lost a three-point game to Texas. The Georgia State's gonna kill them. You think about it, Joe. If they would have somehow won that game and then did the scenario you're talking about and were 10-2 with win over Alabama, and I would, and obviously, listen, are they going to beat LSU and Tennessee the last
probably
2 weeks?
Not.
Probably not. So I think this
is a good
point.
I think they got kicked in the chops this weekend by South Carolina, but that's me.
Man, you're a Beamer guy now, huh? Beamer ball. Here we go. Beamer ball back in the SEC. Let's go.
Crunch, they read it. Rocket Sanders, Lenoris Sellers. They rushed for 6 or 7 yards a carry on that gutless Mike Elko defense. What's the matter? Mike Elko not making second half adjustments in Williams-Brice, huh? Deer in the headlights. Didn't know what to do. Marcel Reed, Connor Wigman, he was playing rope-a-dope, huh? Could only do it against LSU, it seems like. Gutless. Gutless effort.
Yeah, very.
Gig him. They'll be 8-4 before you know it. Same thing. Fall from grace just wore off from Mike Elko.
Listen,
they're
7-2. They're not losing to New Mexico State. You're gonna lose at Auburn? You think they're gonna lose at Auburn? Nah.
That's a rivalry game. Like they play each other very tough, no matter how
Auburn.
Good or bad.
Auburn is pathetic.
Sucks.
They might be. Yeah, they are pathetic. They're pathetic.
Hugh Freeze doesn't know his ass from his elbow. I said it.
They're awful.
He's a nightmare.
Right,
Let's
come back quickly. Obviously, Friday we'll do the picks, but I want to just glance through a bunch of these huge games this week with you. We'll do that till the end of this hour, and then in the second hour, we'll start the NFL. We have a lot to discuss there. I mean, Joe, we got a game on Thursday night with a 53.5 total. I mean, are you kidding me? Barbara and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. As I'm, ESPN with a commercial for the, I believe this is the place where I got married, Joe. They're showing a commercial. I didn't know they had commercials on ESPN. How about that? Out on Long Island. Good for them. Probably the local feed of it. Do you have anything on the Maction tonight? I forgot to
tell you. No, I'm watching. I've been inundated with a lot of stuff going on with the NFL and the college. I've been breaking down games for the college weekend. It's a big weekend because I really feel like there's an opportunity.
Did you put the picks up yet on the site? Did you get the picks up
on the
site?
Yeah, I did.
Today,
I did that today. I was a little late.
Okay.
You're
a little late.
I'm dealing with a pinched nerve. Dealing with a pinched nerve in my neck, driving me nuts. Going numb to my fingers, Carver.
That's
I went
no
to
good
the gym,
at all.
Though. Still push some iron today. Driving me nuts.
Let me rip through a few things with you here for this weekend in college. And then obviously we'll go more in depth on Friday and make the picks. I'll start with Miami because they're playing at noon on Saturday against Georgia Tech. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe. Was last year the game where Mario didn't take the knee and he ran the ball and he knocked the ball out of his hand and Georgia Tech ended up going down and winning the game? Was that last year?
Yeah, that was
that
it.
Happen?
It was 5-0. And then, Haynes King. Now, Haynes King might be a game-time decision. The extra week, because they're coming out of a bye week, we don't know, and the ACC is not the SEC. So you got to keep an eye out, because the ACC, they pulled a fast one in the Virginia Tech game last week. I don't know if you saw that.
They sure did. I did see that. They did pull
now,
a fast
I was
one.
On
I, don't,
the
I hate this.
I was on the over. But I love that over, and I altered it down, but I didn't know that Drones and Tootin were out because they didn't – nobody told us till the game started.
It's frustrating. It really is, and it sucks. And we're betting on this stuff, and you have no idea who's playing in the game until 5 minutes before. which is nonsense. They have it at Miami minus 11 right now. Georgia Tech is a team that's at 11 now. I've got 11 in front of me. This is a team that's given Miami problems, Joe.
Yes.
In the past few years.
Yep.
Now, I think, and this total is incredible, 63 and a half.
Yeah. You know what I'm doing? This game. I love this game. I love the under 63 and a half, and I like G-Tech with the points. Because, again, look, I know Miami's the superior team, but this is the point in the season where also bowl eligibility matters for some of these teams that have no shot to make the college football playoff. And for Georgia Tech and Brent Key, that matters, right? So you're going to get their best effort. They're playing at home. It's a game that they won last year on the last play. So from a matchup perspective, they match up well with Miami. Now, the one X factor is Cam Ward. It's just so tough. You know, they score, to your point, on almost every drive, right?
They score so much.
Yeah. So the only game that they struggled from an offensive perspective was against Cal, and you can blame that on the West Coast trip. Where they started
and they still scored 40 points. And they still scored 40 in the second half.
I know.
So
how do you neutralize that? I mean, Georgia Tech can run the football. It's similar to week one against Florida State. That type of game, right? Run it, sustain drives, get it into the 20s where you could cover and you have a shot. So I'll take a shot under. Under's my best play, but I like Georgia Tech with the points.
Hard for me to go after I went after Miami last week, and I was so mad.
Why you're tired. You're tired.
And that's
now, I've been good with Miami.
Absolutely gutless.
I've been good with Miami.
They had a 28-17 lead in the third quarter, and they didn't cover 20.5. With a 28-17 lead, and they didn't cover 20.5.
Can I tell you something? I've been good. Miami, I bet them against Louisville. They cover as a 4.5-point favorite. I backed it up again against Florida State. They dominate. And then last week, obviously, was the third time where you couldn't back them. So keep an eye out for that.
No. Georgia into Oxford against Ole Miss. This is a 3:30 East kick. Georgia minus 2.5. I got to tell you, Joe, I'll say this about Georgia here. They play, without question, the toughest schedule in the country this year, as far as I'm concerned. This is another. They have gone to Alabama. They've gone to Texas. Now they're going to Ole Miss. They still play Tennessee, albeit finally at home. They get one of these tough games. They played Clemson the first week of the season. But just talking SEC, I mean, that's three very tough road trips they gave them here in this first year of this kind of new schedule structure and no East and West. And they got a chance to go 2-1 in that if they can win Saturday at Oxford. I think they're going to win. What about you?
Yeah, I've gone back and forth. The line is very intriguing. But I go back to last year where Carson Beck had a day and they could not do anything in the interior. Now, I will say Ole Miss, one of the best rush defenses in all of college football. But have they gotten that much better in year number one? They were able to push around Arkansas. I was very impressed with that, and it's going to come down to Jackson Dart. This is an attention-getter game. Give me Georgia. I know it's on the road. It's Georgia or bust for me. 2.5, Carver, coming off a rivalry game. They'll probably smash them. I mean, you got to win by a field goal, right? The only thing why it's not a best bet for me, I don't like Carson Beck. 6 interceptions the last 2 games.
I don't like Carson Beck either.
Three against Texas, 3 last week against a good. I mean, is Florida's defense elite? They're getting better, but they're not elite.
Now, I wouldn't mind. I would love to root for Ole Miss here because I wouldn't mind seeing Georgia lose again. You know me, I'll always root against Georgia at the top. Indiana's laying 2 tutties against Michigan. You have gone after Cignetti and the Hoosiers all year long.
Just twice.
It's been more than twice. Every week you've been challenging these guys. I think you're done with that, and you realize now that they are going to score at will, and there's no way that Michigan's going to be able to keep up with them, and they'll be undefeated going into that Ohio State game in a couple of weeks.
I want to answer that.
Okay, when we come back, we got Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're getting ready. We're looking at some of these college games for this week. We'll do some NFL in hour two. Joe, you wanted to say something. I said Indiana minus 14 against Michigan and Bloomington this week. And you have gone after Cignetti and this team a little bit this year. I don't think you thought the run was real. I think you know that it's real now, and it's all going to come up to a couple weeks from now when they go to Columbus, because they're going to smash Michigan on Saturday. Smash them.
I don't believe they are. Michigan has won. Yeah, I keep saying it. All right. They've won three straight in the series, and I know different teams.
Yes.
Okay. All right. They have won 27 of the last 28 games.
Doesn't matter.
The only game they lost was back in 2020 with Michael Penix. They are laying two touchdowns. This is not Nebraska. This is not, look, they dominated last week Oregon against Michigan. That is a much different team than Indiana, and Kirk Cignetti doing a great job. It's in Bloomington, all well and good. This game is going to be a blue-collar, ugly type of game. Curtis Rourke is not going to throw all over the yard like he's, you know, shooting fish in a barrel. I am telling you this right now. Indiana is on upset alert this weekend in Bloomington. You could tell all your friends when you go on Coast to Coast tomorrow and you talk to Pharrell and talk to all the boosters, and you could have all the burner accounts that you and, you know, everybody likes to do. You can tweet me, Lisi, you suck. This, that, the other thing, we're going to kick you in the stones. Guess what? I'm taking Michigan. Not you, me. Listen, look at my lips. Michigan. Michigan. I'm taking the Wolverines.
You're doing it again. You are barking up the wrong tree with this Cignetti.
You know what? I'm stubborn.
You really are.
Every now and then, I like to force the square peg into the round hole. Okay?
I will ladder this. Minus 24, minus 27. I will alt this up. Up, 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 and away. This is smash city again for Indiana. Again. Okay. Joe, they have gotten over the total by themselves almost every week. They'll do it again this week in the 40s.
They have a bye week coming up, and all they can think about is Ohio State, right? Don't be caught napping. I'm telling you this right now. Michigan. They're going to wear the yellow pant. Yellow pant on the road. Yellow pant with white jerseys.
This coach is not Tom Allen. This coach is not what's been there in the past for Indiana. This guy's different. This team's different. This quarterback's different. They are going to drop the hammer on Michigan.
Drop the hammer.
In Bloomington on Sunday.
Hit me with an anvil. What else you got?
What else can I give you here?
Colorado, Texas Tech.
Now that is a big game, Joe, after that huge effort by Tech to beat Iowa State last week. And this Big 12. You know, there's a lot cooking here, Joe, and there's huge games this week. The Colorado-Texas Tech game. Iowa State needs to win at Arrowhead against Kansas after losing last week. You've got this holy war late night, which is massive for BYU now that they see themselves propped up in a bye right now on the Crack Crab and Lobster Committee. This is a huge week in the Big 12.
Yeah, now I will say this game, Colorado-Texas Tech. Tech is spunky at home. And this game is going to be a pinball machine. Make no mistake about it. Tech's pass secondary, the secondary sucks. But what they can do is they can run it with Taj Brooks. And that's the biggest factor. Colorado up until this point, very good, or a lot better than what they were in run support. Tech is going to run it. They're going to try and run it right down their throats with Taj Brooks. If Colorado doesn't tackle or is not up to the task on the road, it could be a long day. I know Travis Hunter is licking his chops. This game will probably be in the 50s or 60s, but I'm going to take the points with Tech. Joey McGuire has been good to me. He's covered the last two games. He should have won against TCU with the kid getting hurt, Morton, and then they gave way to Hammond. This defense isn't bad. And guess what, Carver? They knock off Colorado. They are then right there with Kansas State as the number third team in the conference to potentially make a college football, you know, the Big 12 championship. Because if BYU loses to Utah, then one game separates everybody.
And look, and the they finish with Oklahoma State and West Virginia. Like that, they have got a chance if they win this week to maybe play for that title. They're going to need some help. They need Iowa State to lose another game. They need some other things, but it's very possible for them. Barbara Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.